Hi, good morning, Vanessa. Good well. I hope everyone's well. The Mishnah and others have a Zohir with Talmud, Shashigna Talmud Ola Zadam. So the Rambam doesn't comment on the Mishnah here in the Parish of Mishnayos. Rashi, have Zohi Belimud, Lefalpel Velachkor Dikdukov, Sheshigas Limud Ola Zadon, Shemitoch Shein Medaktikin Belimud. Umorin hora'a shalokedin, nasa kizadon. Befisha talmidei chachamim hashkagos, nasa lahem kizdonos. Zadon means kizadon. Shigas Talmud means that if a person errs in his learning due to, Rashi basically refers to superficiality. The falpa of lachko dechdukav. Person learns too superficially. And because of that superficiality. So he thinks this is mutter when it's really awesome. So that's kizada, treated, classified as mezid, but in terms of morally, say. Not on a judicial level, but that Rabbi Yona, in a similar vein, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Havizor B'Talmud, Rabbi Yona has the gersa that we have printed of Talmud, Havizor B'Talmud, Sheshigas Talmud Ola Zadon, Sheyachzor Hadvarim, Ad Kilo Yuchal Lishkoch Davar, Ad Yered La'omkam Shel Dvarim. Kitava ha'enosh kotzer lohoven ha'chochma v'hashchichacha metzuya b'vnei adam gam lo yismoch b'svar ha'rishona k'mo shekasamnu b'tchilas ha'sefer. Asher b'chol zeh osa zodon ki b'chol dovar midvar ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah sh'ha'toras metzuya v'lo nosan ha'libo v'chotah. So both Rabbeinu Yonah as well as Rashi say when the mission says Shigas Talmud Ola Zadon, the mission doesn't mean that Alpidin he's treated as mezid. It doesn't mean that Alpidin, if a person, again, whatever the context is, whatever the Isser is, if the Isser results from Shigas Talmud, then Alpidin is then a mezid. On a Musadika level, equivalent to mezid, but not on a strict halachic level. And what does Shigas Talmud refer to of superficiality? But then, interestingly, Rabbeinu Yona also mentions shichacha, the fact that a person forgets, not due to human frailty, but the fact that the person forgets due to not making the appropriate hishtadlus for chazara. And it's interesting that Rabbeinu Yonah depicts how that leads to Toas in a very interesting way. We would have just said, I learned it then. Should I call in Rabbi Sai? It's too difficult to hear.
Yeah, Fairview would be able to call in. I think that would be helpful.
Okay, so just if you give me a minute, please. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm not sure how much was audible. Just to review briefly. So both Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah understand Shigas Talmud Ola Zadon that they're alike in A in the following respect, that it's more on an al darach hamusa, similar to the way the Rambam said earlier. We had earlier in the parak we had the mission of al tihi don yechidi, she'ein don yechidi ela echad. So the Rambam said this is al darach hamusa. It's not al pidin, but tzedek tishvah la misecha. Al pidin a yochid can be done. So in a somewhat similar sense, so this mission of Shigas Talmud Ola Zadon means al darach musar. It doesn't mean al pidin that we would label the person Zadon, but it would be a neglectful shogeg. You know, there are different dargas of shogeg, different, there's a range of degrees of culpability associated with a shogeg, and this would be a higher one because it's a shogeg which could have been averted. So again, it means on a musa level, it's that we treat it as zadon, but al pidin it is shogeg. Now, what is the shigas Talmud consist of? What did the person do that's Shigas Talmud? So here Rashi refers to the superficiality of his learning. The superficiality of his learning. Rabbeinu Yonah clearly agrees with that because he references the fact that Teva Ha'enosh Kotzer Lohavin HaChochma, and as Rabbeinu Yonah himself gives the cross-reference, this is something which in the very beginning of Pirkei Avos he spoke about as well. On the mission of Hevel Mesunim Bedin, if you happen to have an Ovis with a Rabbeinu Yonah, you can take a look at what I'll say. On the mission of Hevel Mesunim Bedin, so Rabbeinu Yonah says, L'morim hora'os, u'leposken hora'os, u'leposken asadin omru, l'val yismuchu b'machshava rishona. They shouldn't rely on their initial understanding necessarily. Ach b'hamtono gedola, with great deliberation, ube'iren hadak, and with subtle analysis, the valyitu b'shikol hadas, lest that they err in weighing things. Ki ha'odom ha'memahe lohoros. A person who is unduly quick or swift to paskin, nikra poshaya, he's neglectful. The afal pi shechoshav lom ha'emes, even though he intends to speak the truth, ein ze shogeg achkov lemezidhu, ashenel nosan bilvavo. Lomar levav hanimhorim lo yovin lo das. So that's the same as again, Rav Yonah himself is juxtaposing the two comments. That's how Rav Yonah understands our Mishnah of Shegias Talmud Olah Zadon. Again, that here too, what it means is that again, this is Rashi's Pshat, the first half of Rav Yonah's Pshat. It means a superficial learning. Superficial learning is prone to result in error. Then Rabbeinu Yonah adds also that another thing which generates error is the shechacha due to lack of appropriate chazara. But it's interesting, he doesn't ascribe to'os to shechacha in sort of in the most obvious way. To Hainu that I learned something, and I learned that it was also, and I didn't chazer, and I therefore think I remember that I learned that it was mutter. No, Ben Yonah obviously doesn't disagree that type of error can result from shechacha, but he says there's a more subtle type of shechacha as well. Excuse me, there's a more subtle type of error which results from shechacha as well, and that is that in order to engage in that deeper learning. When the person correctly rejects the superficiality, so A, the momentum he needs in the learning, B, the various assumptions that he needs to make in order to engage in a deeper learning. If he forgets things, so then that will impede and prevent the proper iyun. So it's interesting, right? It's a subtle type of process that's resulting in toas. It's not necessarily as simple as you take ochem toch psalos, you take psalos from toch ochel. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're supposed to take psalos from toch ochel. So a person forgets and thinks that, so then he's gonna do the wrong thing on Shabbos. Ben Yonah says no. Even in the context of the sugya, there's a diuk from somewhere else, or maybe there's even a diuk minevei in this sugya. But if I lost that due to adequate chazara, so then that throws off my whole iyun, the whole iyun, which was the first point he mentioned, which is necessary. You know, all of this sort of hagam that the Rishonim are talking in the context of Hora'ah, of paskening, but clearly whatever they're saying is the process of learning isn't different for paskening than it is elsewhere. It's just that in paskening, so there's an application at hand that needs to be made. But you know, the standard, the effort that's required to penetrate to Amita Shel Torah, it's not that that's different in the context of Hora'ah than elsewhere. It's just that in the context of Hora'ah. So again, there's a practical application which is immediately at hand and relevant. But the process of penetrating and attaining Amita Shel Torah is the same. So that having been said, so both what Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah say very much support something from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim disagreed in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. I think it's in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara's in Moed Katan, the Dvarim Haroyim, the list of Dvarim Haroyim that a person is allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So the Magen Avraham quotes that means to learn it what we would call Bekiyah style, not Biyun. Because in order to steer clear of Pikudei Hashem, Yishorim, Asam Chalev, so A person should be learning Dvarim Haroyim, and B, even in the Dvarim Haroyim, if the person's gonna, you know, be Yorid La'omkim Shel Dvarim, So Vaigdil is going to be a Pekudei Hashem Mishavim Samchele. And Reb Chaim disagreed with that Magen Avraham. He said, learning is learning. Either it's mutter to learn or it's not, or it's also to learn. If it's mutter to learn, then you have to learn it properly. So what's this sort of artificial distinction between between learning it more on the surface as opposed to learning it in depth? You have to learn it properly. You have to learn it properly. That's why there are some who coming from this angle, don't accept, what has become very much accepted today. In my impression is in most issues, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about that. That we sort of have an Iyun Seder and a Bekiya Seder. And they say, that there's a sort of that's a false dichotomy. It's an artificial dichotomy. On one level, it is. On one level, it is. That's true. But meidach gisa, the same of Chaim, who disagreed with the Magen Avraham, also they quote that I think when Reb Velvel was bar mitzvah, maybe he was under bar mitzvah, I forget what age he was when Reb Chaim made this comment. So Reb Chaim said to someone about Reb Velvel, he knows Shas with Rashi. So what does that mean? how does one integrate those two comments? So it means that the reality of the fact that learning is learning, but meidach gisa, in order to engage in that learning, there are yediyas from all over Torah that a person needs. And in that sense, even Reb Chaim certainly recognized that a person needs, very few people that a person needs to get under his belt yediyas in as much of Shas as he's capable of doing. And basically what Bekiya Seder means for us, which is l'chore entirely correct and legitimate, is that a person sets himself a pace that the goal of finishing Shas, if it's realistic for him, is that he has a schedule that will realistically accomplish that. Very few of us can adhere to such a pace and see the range of Rishonim that we would look to on a sugya. We'd look in a Rashi and a Ramban, a Balamor, a Ramban, a Rashba, to go through Shas the first time like that. For most people, doesn't work. That they'll never make it. Masha Enkein, if they go through Shas with Rashi, A, that is realistic, and B, it will also mean that subsequent to that, the deeper learning will also be accelerated, because when one is not hampered by a missing idea here and there, so then it removes impediments. It removes roadblocks. So there is a tension between those two, but there's no contradiction. There's no contradiction. But part of the Kosova Shlishi between those two is the recognition that based on Shas and Rashi. So that's a tremendous, tremendous achievement. But on the other hand, the person realizes that, well, Lamaisa, there's something missing in my grasp, and that doesn't translate into mastery. And when it comes to mastery of an inyan, so that's what Reb Chaim said. There's no sort of two levels. Learning is learning, but learning to get yediyas, we do recognize a different level of learning. But learning to get ideas, we do recognize a different level of learning. Again, there too, a person can be doing it so superficially that they're not getting anything out of it. Okay. Fine. So that's the pshat of Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Meiri is very much on the same wavelength as Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Meiri writes, "Hizaru shetahem ishnasa sedur b'fiv, ad sheyu divrei Torah metzuyim b'yado umzumanim lahora. Sheim lochein pa'amim sheyishaluhu b'dova nochutz v'yore bo shalo kahogim v'nimtza machshel. Ve'ein lo taina b'shkoga zo, sheshigiyas Talmud ola zadon. Kol shalibo v'dayto lahora, yesha lehis'amel bo ad sheta yehei sedua b'fiv." So the Meiri is very much along the same lines as the Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. The editor in the Meiri gives a marimokum to the Rambam in the Mora, in Gimel Mem Aleph. And the Rambam in the Mora is remarkable. So maybe I'll just read you a few lines. The Rambam talks about how an Isser can happen, that there are four halachic categories for Isserim. It can happen by onus. A person can be onus in the Isser. It can be shoge. It can be mezid. Or he can be doing it lahachas, b'yad Rama. Then when the Rambam is talking about Shogeg, he says, "Kan chilka haTorah ben yochid hedyo," meaning in terms of the dinim of what happens by an aver b'shogeg, "ben yochid hedyo, melech kohen gadol uposek halocha." And now, listen to these next few lines. I'm skipping a little bit as I put these few lines together, but listen to these next few lines. What we're saying, "Mikan anu lomden," says the Rambam, "shekol ha'ose o posek halacha al smach limudo." If a person either acts for himself or paskins for others based on his understanding, "im eino bezden hagadol o kohen gadol," if he's not the bezden hagadol, "harehu bevchinas mezid ve'eino nimna im hashagim, lochei neherag zaken mame afim hu osa uposeg al smach limudo. Bezden hagadol rasha im lifsok al smach limudam. Lochem im heim toim heim shogigim." Now, skipping a few lines, but continuing here. "Aval haposek halocha al pi boruso one minute. No, I'm sorry. I skipped something key. "Biglal ikar ze omu," continuing here, reading from the Rambam in the Mora. "Biglal ikar ze omu Zal Shigigas Talmud Ola Zadon. Klomar, Hamisrasha Belimud, the Osa Alpias Rashluso, Hareza Kemezid." Skipping a few lines, "Aval Hapose Kalocha Alpi Boruso," his ignorance, "Humezid Beli Safek, Mikavon shahakosavenu mochal al psikas halocha betos al besen hagodol dafka. So the Rambam, the Mashmaus, one time he says kemezid, but the other time he says mamish mezid. The Mashmaus in the Rambam, this is what the editor in the Meiri is mitzayin, this passage in the Rambam, that the Mashmaus in the Rambam is that the Rambam took Shigas Talmud Ola Zadon at face value. Shigas Talmud Ola Zadon means mamish din mezid. But the Rambam stipulates it refers to a person who's misrashel belimuda. Right? Again, hisrashless, there's laxity. There's a casualness with which he learns and then either paskins or decides for himself. There's a casualness. Again, a casualness which, you know, inevitably will translate into a superficiality. There's a hisrashless. I, the Zaken Mamre, that isn't necessarily a Srashless, and that was the Rambam's whole Raya. The Rambam says, how do I know that if a person paskins wrongly, erroneously, based on his own learning, how do you know that you treat that as mazed rather than shogeg? The Rambam says, my Raya is from Zaken Mamre. A Zaken Mamre learned the Sugya. Zaken Mamre, in order to be a Zaken Mamre, a person has to be a very big Talmud Chacham. He has to be Somuch. Meaning the original smicha, ish min pi ish al Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says in Uchas Sanhedrin that in order for a person to be somuch, he has to be roi lahoros b'chol haTorah kula. So the Zaken Mamre is not some kind of amoritz who's disobeying the Bezan HaGadol. He's a big Talmud Chacham who's disobeying the Bezan HaGadol. A very big Talmud Chacham who's disobeying the Bezan HaGadol. But he's convinced in his learning. In his learning that this is the right thing, so the Talmud says no. You see that even if the mistake is results from one's own learning, he has a din mezid because we treat the Zaken Mamre as a mezid. But he wasn't necessarily misrashel. And later the Rambam says that a person is only shigas Talmud Olda Zadon if there was borus in his part, there was ignorance in his part. There was hisrashlus in his part, that there was laxity, that there was a sense of casualness in dealing with Torah. So how is that analogous to the Zaken Mamre? So Torah says it's analogous in the following sense, that the Zaken Mamre also had something which it's his fault that he did the wrong thing. In the Zaken Mamre, his fault is that he was supposed to defer to the Bezan HaGadol. What's the analog to that in by some individual is the Hisrashlus. So the fact that, meaning what the parallelism between the Zaken Mamre and the Shigas Talmud Ola Zadon case, the way the Zaken Mamre is a proof and paradigm for the Shigas Talmud Ola Zadon case is that even though the mistake is a result of one's learning, it still is classified as mezid. Provided, Shkios Me'ovin, I don't understand, how can that be? No. Provided that there was a stop sign, that there was a caution that a person ignored. In the case of the Zaken Mamre, that caution which he throws to the wind is ignoring the Bezan HaGadol, not deferring to the Bezan HaGadol. And for us, that caution is the Hisrashlus, this laxity and casualness when it comes to Divrei Torah. But the Rambam does seem, that's what the editor is being mitzayin, the Rambam does seem to understand this as not just al derech ha-musa, but even al derech ha-halocha in the case of hisrashlus. We obviously don't interact with the Bezan HaGadol. There is no Bezan HaGadol. But we would have an analogous situation. Let's say a person learns a sugya and learns it. Let's say he's a person who's knows how to learn. He's been learning for many years, and he's not a novice in his learning. And he learns a sugya, and he comes to a maskana, which is lakula, where the Mishnah Berurah or the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa say l'chomer. So the pashtus is that unless that individual is a Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyevach, a Reb Moshe Feinstein, a Reb Soloveitchik, that person should not be following his own learning l'kula against a Mishnah Berurah. Yitachin that if he comes out l'chumra with a Mishnah Berurah with l'kula, yitachin that he might be on a madrega lav davka. Maybe he's on a madrega where he ignores his own conclusion, but he could be on a madrega to rely on his own learning to go l'chumra, but not necessarily l'kula. To rely on one's own learning to go l'kula is a very high madrega. It's a very very high madrega. It means again that one is on the level of Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyebach again, v'chadome. So this the Rambam does comment on. Shalosh ha'mayvos ha'gdolos ha'elu nitnu la'uma b'yisod ha'tzivui al ha'Torah. V'atem tiyu li ma'amlechas koronim v'goy kadosh. Vehain hat kahuna vahamalchus vahatorah. Kahuna zocha ba Aaron, umalchus zocha ba David, vikesa Torah munach lakol. Vachom misha yirtsa, says the Rambam, lehis aterbo. Amru, Chazal say, deshema tomar, or vishema tomar, excuse me, shahakesa hazeh, pochos hu min hashnaim, lochin. Elohu gadol mehem ubo yihyu ashnayim. Not only is Kesa Torah greater than Kesa Kehuna or Kesa Melucha, but Kesa Melucha and Kesa Kehuna are also subservient to Torah, in the sense that a melech, his legitimacy depends upon his acting al pi Torah. The Kohen's legitimacy depends upon his, again, his being Nizar and Kedushas Kahuna and doing Avodah al pi dinei Torah. Elohu gadol mehem ubo, through it yihyu ashnayim. Shenema B, this is Torah personified. So Torah is speaking here, as it were, right? We're personifying Torah. B malachim yimlochu, B sarim yasuru. Aval keser shem tov, How can anything surpass Torah? So the Rambam says, no, Keser Shem Tov, what it really means is, Aval Keser Shem Tov Musag Al Yedei HaTorah. Kloma Limuda V'Kiyuma. Ki Bazeh Yia HaShem Tov HaAmiti. You can say pshat in the Mishnah. I don't know that one can really say that the Rambam here in Perush HaMishnah is saying this. I don't think that he is. I'm not sure why not. But one could have said pshat in the Mishnah as follows. If you take a look at the Rambam, the well-known halacha at the end of Perek Hei of Yisodei HaTorah, Rabbi Say, the Rambam in Perek Hei of Yisodei HaTorah, as he had done previously in Sefer Mitzvah, says there's three types of Chilul Hashem, and conversely, three types of Kiddush Hashem. So in Halacha Yud Aleph, he's talking about the third type. The first half of the halacha, he talks about what the Chilul Hashem is. So we'll jump in midstream to the Kiddush Hashem side of this third element of Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. V'cheinim dikdek hechocha. Well, the initial line in the Rambam is Yesh dvarim acherim shem b'chal Chilul Hashem v'usha yasa adam gadol b'torah mefusim b'chasidus. So we're talking about an adam gadol b'torah mefusim b'chasidus. Now, v'cheinim dikdek hechocham, that chocham who's gadol b'torah mefusim b'chasidus. He's very, very careful and scrupulous and meticulous. He speaks softly, gently with people. He relates to them, and they're able to relate to him. He greets everyone with a smile. He greets everyone with warmth. And as inevitably happens in interactions, you know, at times people are going to insult him. He'll be insulted, but he never ever responds in kind. Mechabed lahen. Treats everyone with respect and dignity, even those who don't treat him with that dignity, who dismiss him, who treat him lightly. All his dealings, in particular in commerce and business dealings, his word is gold. You don't find him at meals in venues with Amei Oretz, where the gathering is a gathering of with no substance to it. Whenever you see him, he's osek b'torah, he's otuf b'tzitzis, muchta b'tfilin, v'ose b'chol masel v'fnei mishur sadin. Always goes v'fnei mishur sadin. V'ushlo yisrachik harbe v'lo yishtomim. Now, what result does this have? The cumulative effect of all these different strands of behavior. What result do they have? Everyone praises him. They all love him. And they all want to emulate his actions. Their desire is, oh, if only I could be like that person. If only I were as upright, as yashar, as wise, as sensitive as that person. Hareze kiddush Hashem. V'olav hakosuv omer v'yomer li avdi ata. You are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are my servant. Yisrael asher b'cho espo'er. I take pride, kavod yochel, in you. So the Rambam here is really describing a type of shem tov, right? Ad sheyimotzu hakol mekalsin also. What does it mean to have a shem tov? It means to have a golden reputation, right? Everyone has only good things to say about him. Achi motzu hakol mekalsan also. I don't know. So it's consistent with what the Rambam says in Perush Mishnayos. I don't know that one can really say that the Rambam said it in Perush Mishnayos. It's consistent with the Rambam said that kesa shem tov results from kesa Torah, but maybe it refers to this. It refers to someone who acquires the Keset Torah, and through that makes a Kiddush Hashem. he has that Shem Tov, which creates a Kiddush Hashem, and that's Olal Gabehen. That taka goes beyond. Again, it's an application of the Keset Torah. And again, in this sense, it's very much like the Rambam says here in the Parashat Mishnah. It says, Al Yidei Limuda V'Kiyuma, but meaning Limuda V'Kiyuma, L'snim Yishuras Adin, with all this exacting and exactitude of behavior, that he earns that Shem Tov, which creates a Kiddush Hashem. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here.